Good morning, I'm Jennifer Leverins. A self-described tribal-based medical cannabis dispensary planned for the old Ace Bar building downtown St. Cloud Saturday was ordered not to open. White Feather Concierge and Wellness Center President Dr. Alan S. Miller is a holistic healer with the Crow Nation and claimed the facility was under tribal control. As it is a sovereign nation, he says it is not under the jurisdiction of state, county, or city laws. Not so, says the Office of Cannabis Management. In a letter sent from the OCM to Dr. Miller and obtained by KNSI News, it says only recognized tribes within the state of Minnesota can operate and regulate cannabis business on tribal lands. The letter warned Dr. Miller that by opening the dispensary in violation of state statute, they would be facing fines in excess of $1 million. KNSI News went to the address and found the business was open but simply doing consultations and not selling any product. A medical cannabis dispensary planned for the old Ace Bar building downtown was ordered to shut down before it had a chance to open its doors. The White Feather Concierge and Wellness Center president says he is a holistic healer with the Crow Nation and the facility was under tribal control. As a sovereign nation, he says it's not under the jurisdiction of the state, county, or city laws. The Minnesota Department of Health's Office of Medical Cannabis sent a letter to the doctor saying his plans went against state statute, and if he opened the doors, he would be fined up to $1 million. The dispensary was aiming to sell medical cannabis, edibles, and hallucinogenic mushrooms. While recreational and medical marijuana are legal in the state, there are only certain groups allowed to operate dispensaries and sell it. Psychedelic mushrooms are not legal in Minnesota.
Good afternoon, I'm Jake Judd. A new medical cannabis dispensary is open in East St. Cloud. White Feather Essential Earth Elements President Dr. Alan Miller is bringing a new holistic approach to medicine to central Minnesota.
And so what we've done is combined native medicine and alternative health together.
Miller from the Crow Nation asserts sovereignty over the facility, placing it outside state jurisdiction. He has plans for treatments including cannabis, psilocybin mushrooms, and ayahuasca ceremonies. Miller claims his techniques are for people seeking relief from anxiety, chronic pain, and PTSD. Find out more about getting treated at knsiradio.com. Crews will close the university. Good afternoon, I'm Jake Judd. A self-described tribal-based medical cannabis dispensary has opened in the old Ace Bar building in East St. Cloud. White Feather Essential Earth Elements President Dr. Alan S. Miller is a certified tribal healer with the Crow Nation and is combining native medicine and alternative health. He claims the facility is under the control of the Crow Nation, making it a sovereign territory and outside of the jurisdiction of the state, county, or city laws. Besides medical cannabis and psilocybin mushrooms, Miller tells KNSI News he plans to offer other tribal traditions to heal the soul.
We're going to be doing some ceremonies here with ayahuasca. That's really a Native American thing. And it's very, very spiritual. It opens up the brain to spirituality, being able to solve your own personal issues.
He said their treatments are meant for people suffering from anxiety, chronic pain, post-traumatic stress disorder, and a host of other ailments. Learn more at knsiradio.com.
Good morning, I'm Jennifer Leverins. A self-described tribal-based medical cannabis dispensary in East St. Cloud has been forced to close its doors for a second time and is now looking for a new home. White Feather Essential Earth Elements opened in the old Ace Bar building July 2nd. The building was ordered closed by the city's health inspector July 11th after a shooting at the facility a day before. Dr. Alan Miller says the city used that as an excuse to raid his shop.
Once they got in the door, they violated our sovereignty, obviously found that we had native medicine on site, and shut us down. They used the health department to shut us down because there were a couple very minor things that they didn't like that would take in not more than a few hours to repair.
In an email sent to KNSI News, St. Cloud Health Director Matt O'Brien says the violations were serious, including a lack of service with the fire sprinkler system, which had not been looked at in 8 years. Follow along with our continuing coverage at knsiradio.com.